And Kathy Dawes now, along with Nancy Knopp and Nancy Farrar with the Little Apple Pilot Club, and have an exciting event coming up. And also, we hope to learn a bit more about their club while they're here today, too. And I know it, with both of you having the name Nancy, people are not going to know which Nancy I'm talking to necessarily, but Nancy Knopp will lead off with you. And I know that the seminar sounds like a good one, concussions. I mean, it's so important for people to learn more about that.
That's right. It's a topic that's so hot right now with the movie Concussion that came out. And then it seems like every time I pick up the paper, there's another story about a student athlete at some school somewhere who has either decided to quit or who has been forced to quit because of head injury. We have this seminar coming up on Saturday morning, April the 8th. It starts bright and early in the morning with registration at 8:30, and it concludes by 12:30. So we are selling tickets at $35 a piece, and we're hoping to get a lot of people coming out to hear some great local speakers about concussion.
And Nancy Farrar, you may be sure with us, too. This is definitely open to the public. I mean, this isn't just something for your club and maybe who you would encourage to attend.
That's right. We are encouraging parents of anyone that has someone in sports. Mm-hmm. We're encouraging grandparents, anyone on an athletic team, just school, anyone that could be impacted by
school officials and that sort of thing,
sure.
Too.
Coaches.
In fact, we have some coaches as speakers.
Well, and explain mm-hmm. a bit more, Nancy mm-hmm. Knopp, mm-hmm. about some of the different things that you do have planned, because okay. I know it'll be packed full of things.
We're opening up with our local physician, Dr. Keith Wright, who is with Stone Creek Family Physicians. But important to us for this is he is the team physician for the K-State Athletic Department. And so he has firsthand knowledge, you know, every Saturday when we're watching all of our home K-State games and away games. He deals with this all the time. So he'll be talking about the science of concussion, how it's caused, how you really define it. We're hoping that he'll talk also about the protocols that they follow during a sports event to know whether it's okay to send a kid back in or not. So it's Dr. Keith Wright kicking us off. And then we have a panel with Manhattan High football coach Joe Schartz. So he's our head football coach, who I'm sure deals with this. Courtney Markle, who used to be the Manhattan High women's soccer coach and now has athletes in her own family that she's seeing go through school. And then Matt Thomason, who is the K-State Athletics Director of Sports Medicine. So that's our panel who will, we're asking them to talk about things like developments in helmets and headgear. What is still needed? What should we be advocating for as moms and grandmoms and people on school boards and that sort of thing? And then we finally close the morning with what I think will be a very poignant firsthand story of a former Manhattanite, Marianne Shinneman, who is now a retired speech pathologist from the University of Missouri at Columbia, who cared for her husband, Steve, after his diagnosis with frontal lobe dementia. In about 2001, that happened, and they moved away from Manhattan, and she continued that caregiving journey for him. In fact, Steve passed away just about a month ago, after all those years. And Marianne still believes, I don't think it's been proven and it may never be, but his problems may have been started when he was the starting catcher for the University of Missouri baseball team and was in that position for 3 years and took several hard hits to the head, even with his headgear. So she's going to be talking about actually the caregiving journey and the financial repercussions and decisions and the caregiving, heartbreaking caregiving decisions that she had to make.
In fact, I had a Carolyn Tolliver Lee on this last week, and I know that she is very involved. She's the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. She's actually one of the Dole Caregiver Fellows that they have selected. A similar story. Her husband, although in the military, had an injury, and she's had to take care of him all these years and what's involved with that. So you're right, the role involved. too often we take our brains for granted, I think. And Nancy Farrar, I know we've learned a lot through the years, and I imagine this group of panelists that you're bringing are very impressive. I mean, I imagine it took some work to get all this put together.
We have worked on this project for
Since last fall.
6 to 8 months, and it is a process securing all of these speakers. And but I just wanted to say also what our money raised from the seminar goes for. It is $35 a ticket, but that includes a continental breakfast and a brunch, as well as listening to all of these speakers. Our Little Apple Pilot Club raises money to organizations that help with brain development, and it could be, or brain issues, but it could be emotional, it could be injury, anything like that. And right now, we support Big Lakes Therapy Garden. Over the last 3 years, we've contributed $6,000 to them, which works with a matching grant. So we have developed a therapy garden for them. We contribute to the Wounded Warriors Project of Fort Riley. We contribute to the Anthony Bates Cardiac Screening. We not only contribute financially, but we work at the screening. We volunteer our time. This year's main focus is at-risk children, teens, and young adults. And we have a couple of organizations that I'd like to mention that we help. The first one is the Homestead, and I'm not sure how well that's known here in Manhattan, but it provides a safe and encouraging environment for women 18 and over, providing them with tools and how ways to rebuild their life after they have been in the sex trafficking trade. Another one.
So this is a workshop, a shelter right here in Manhattan. Mm-hmm.
And
so
you're right, you don't hear a lot about
no,
it.
No,
good point. Mm-hmm. Both Nancy's.
And another one is the Flint Hills Foster Teen Organization. And they have three programs. The first one is a summer camp for foster children, and that focuses primarily on children that have been abused. The next one is Crossroads, that helps foster teens in the ages of 16 to 18 just to develop life skills as they're about to age out of foster care. And the last one would be Homes of Hope, and that's for 18 to 20-year-olds who have or are in the process of being aged out, and that helps them with financial skills, social skills, and just daily life skills so that maybe they could better adjust.
All sound like very worthy groups. I
yes.
appreciate you filling us in because, as I mentioned at the beginning, what Little Apple Pilot Club's all about, and it's obvious you have a lot on your plate. You're doing a lot of good things and helping out a lot of different groups.
Thank you. All the money we earn is given right back to our community right here in Manhattan.
Very good to know. You know, Nancy Knopp, as you mentioned when we first started, too, the timeliness of this is outstanding. Now, I know really you've been involved with brain health-related issues for a number of years, since I've been here probably the last 16 mm-hmm. years, but the timing couldn't be better, as you said, because nationally there is just so much attention right now, and we've learned a lot about concussions and ways to deal with them, I think, through those years.
We have, and I think that I mentioned equipment, you know, protective equipment for different sports. Has changed and evolved over the years, but sometimes funding isn't there to buy the latest and greatest. So we're interested in learning from these folks who are out there, you know, on the front lines to find out what should we be as a nation, as a community, bring it right down here to Manhattan, what could we be doing maybe to help advocate for needs. And we may find out that we do have the latest and greatest. We just don't know. So as we're just interested in learning a whole lot, and I think that we will from these five individual speakers.
Before we wrap up today, which one of you Nancy's wants to go over again the basics of your event that's coming up? And go ahead.
Well, we just want to remind people that we do have tickets available. We need to have them purchased by April the 1st. That's our cutoff deadline. But the event is April the 8th, Saturday morning. It'll be a delicious brunch at the Manhattan Country Club. Proceeds will go to, tickets can be available by any Little Apple Pilot member, or they can call me at 776-0683. That's 776-0683. And we'll be glad to enroll you. $35. And I would like to quickly mention that we raised in sponsorships for the event $7,050 from a number of local businesses and services, and we are so appreciative to them.
Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up, Nancy Farrar, anything else you're wanting to add today? And sounds like a tremendous event, and again, the Pilot Club doing a lot of different things in the community. Anything else?
I just want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors. I want to thank every single member of our Little Apple Pilot Club, our fundraising committee. This is a group that is hands-on and is always there to do whatever needs to be done. And without them and without our sponsors, things like this would not be possible.
Nancy Knopp, anything to add?
Well, we hope to see a lot of people Saturday morning, April the 8th.
Well, thanks to both of you for stopping by. Little Apple Pilot Club with Nancy Knopp and Nancy Farrar, and, of course, talking about that seminar that's coming up. We'll take a break, and Gwen McKinsky will be joining us to talk about Jackie Joyner-Kersee in the area. So that should be interesting also. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Hi, I'm Alan Weddle with Weddle & Sons Roofing. We know that replacing your roof is a big decision, and it's sure not one you want to think about very often. At Weddle & Sons Roofing, our team...